17 sailors and 4 civilians have been injured in a fire on board a U.S. Navy ship in California. The USS Bonhomme Richard was undergoing maintenance at Naval Base San Diego. About 160 sailors were on board when that fire was reported. The injured have been hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. Firefighters are still trying to put out that blaze. The cause of the fire is under investigation. The World Health Organization representative in Russia says the novel coronavirus could have existed in an inactive state long before the outbreak. Melita Voinovich says the virus lived in animals and passed to humans at some point, but it's hard to say when and where the passing happened. She adds that the WHO has established a team to work with Chinese scientists to analyze the origin of the virus. Spanish virologists have discovered traces of the virus in a sample of Barcelona wastewater collected in March of last year, 9 months before the COVID-19 outbreak in China. Samples of sewage water from 2 Italian cities also showed traces of the virus in December. Voinovich says those samples are still being studied, and if there's any significant discovery, the WHO will announce it immediately. An overnight fire has caused extensive damage to the San Gabriel Mission, one of California's most historic landmarks. The 249-year-old adobe church contains numerous artifacts that date back to the 1790s, including hand-carved statues from Spain. San Gabriel Mayor Denise Menchaca says the church was undergoing renovations when it was gutted by the fire.
There's so much history here. You know, we are celebrating our 250-year anniversary. We had a huge campaign taking place, raising money to renovate. Just yesterday, the pews have been redone. They were put inside, brand new pews, and then this happened.
The historic San Gabriel Mission was founded by a Spanish missionary. It was functioning as both a Roman Catholic church and a museum. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. China's raised its flood response alert to the second highest grade as downpours continue to batter regions along the Yangtze River. In Jiangxi, water levels in Poyang Lake have surged above 22.5 meters. So far, over 200 rivers nationwide have exceeded alert levels, including 19 rising to record highs. Central authorities have allocated over 300 million yuan, roughly 44 million U.S. dollars, for disaster relief in flood-hit regions. The China Earthquake Network Center is suggesting that the earthquake that hit Tangshan yesterday was an aftershock of a devastating earthquake over 40 years ago. The 5.1 magnitude quake struck on Sunday morning, with strong tremors felt as far away as Beijing and Tianjin. No casualties have been reported. A 7.8 magnitude earthquake flattened Tangshan in 1976, killing more than 240,000 people. Since then, over 300 aftershocks of magnitude 4.0 or higher have been recorded in the region. Local authorities say the deadly bus crash in Guizhou last week was intentional. The tragedy happened when the bus smashed through a guardrail and fell into a reservoir in Anshun. 21 people were killed and 15 others were injured. Authorities say the driver deliberately crashed the bus in an act of personal resentment. An autopsy also shows high levels of alcohol in the driver's body. The bus has been salvaged from the lake. 2 people are missing and 2 injured after an explosion at a biofuel plant in Fujian on Sunday. Investigators say the blast occurred as workers were doing maintenance. One of the injured is in critical condition. The company's website says it processes used cooking oil into biodiesel. All nearby residents have been evacuated to safety. A survey shows that the majority of Chinese citizens are positive about future income growth despite pressure from COVID-19. Over 80% of the surveyed respondents are either optimistic or neutral about the likelihood of increased income in the next 1 or 2 years. Many of them say they'll increase their savings to counter the economic impact of the pandemic. Around 40% say they'll consider investments in wealth management products.